You're listening to a Marcus Sahaba online radio podcast.
والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الخلق وخاتم الأنبياء وسيد المرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وإمامنا سيدنا محمد الصادق الأمين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. Respected listener of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Zakaria Samir welcomes you once again on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, into another new episode of your program, Ma'allah. And today, respected listener, we'll be having a bit of a short time. We're having only half an hour together. But in this half an hour, I don't consider it short. I consider it enough for us to have some good and quality time between us, where we can remind each other about certain matters and give a bit of information. I always consider that quality is the most important part, not quantity. Quantity does not play a very important role next to quality. You can find one stone of diamond that is equivalent to a whole 1 kilo of gold. One stone that if it falls off your hand, it will be hard for you to find it again. That one stone in value is much more than a whole 1 kilo that you can hardly carry of gold. Subhanallah. And this is what I always emphasize upon. In whichever time that we have, respected listener, besides how long the time is, I would consider that investing 5 minutes with something that is beneficial for all of us as human is far better than to spend one whole hour without any benefit. May the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to give the best of our effort, not necessarily how long it is, but how beneficial it is. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Today, walillahi alhamd, we thank the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all his bounties, for all his favors, for all his virtues that were showered upon us, we, the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for having another new year in our life. Well, not the full year, 2 days. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Others do not have even 2 minutes of this year, respected listener. So we thank the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we ask him that he keeps on guiding us, keeps on showing us the right path, the right path that he is pleased with, not the right path that we decide, but the right path that he is pleased with. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Especially nowadays, Nowadays, everything is going haywire. People say, no, this way is right. Some other group say, no, this way is right. Others say, no, neither this group or that way is right. We are the right. Subhanallah. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah. Wallahu akbar. Wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim. The only right way that I know of, which is one right way. There is no more than one direct path that takes us by the will of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Allah's pleasure. Which path is that? The path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Jama'at al-Muslimin. That is why our station, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, is called Markaz al-Sahaba. We adore Sahaba. We value the Sahaba with whatever they have given to show us the right way, to show us clearer the method of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we are of those ones who follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The real sunnah, respected listener. Not the fake sunnah. The real sunnah. Because nowadays, some people come out with some strange ideas and they say, no, this is sunnah. This is sunnah. It's only the name that they carry. But the action has nothing to do with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why, respected listener, today I said that since now we are entering this Mubarak month, Shahri Muharram al-Azim, the sacred month, Muharram, then we need actually to focus a little bit on our actions and preserve our belief, our iman, and keep it there like a shadow of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ahlul jama'ah, and the people of the jama'ah, the jama'ah who follows what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has left. We going to follow the Quran, Allah, Kalam, and the Sunan of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you must understand something, respected listener, that we have challenges. Obviously, this is very normal to have challenges in this life. Maybe some challenges regarding your health. Maybe some challenges regarding your children. Maybe some challenges regarding work. Some challenges regarding some other social matters. And do not forget our religion, our deen. You will find some challenges there as well. So be cautious, respected listener. Be cautious. Because there are some groups who have some ideology that is coming out of what we believe of. Yes, out. And they claim that they are right. Now every group is saying that we are the right. No group says, no, we are wrong. Not one said that we are wrong. And everybody finds some excuses, obviously fake excuses, respected listener. You can feel it, you can hear it, you know that the person who is saying it, he doesn't have 100% assurity of it. That's why it's cracky, it's shaky, it doesn't have a solid ground to stand on. And with any person who has a little bit of some Islamic religious knowledge will be able to identify the mistake where it is exactly, and he will come to know that this is not my way. No, this is not my way. This is the wrong way that they are talking about. I have my way that is supported by the Quran. Quran, the best book in the world that we all as Muslims believe that this is the book of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it will remain the book of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one will be able to do any changes on it, because it does not correspond to any changes. No matter what it is, how small it is, how minor it is, the Quran is going to reject any changes on it, and it will show it to everybody. So if you try to fake a Quran, or you try to take part of the Quran out and add something there, or do any type of change, anybody will be able to identify it and to see it. Why? Because the Quran was created into that manner. It does not accept any outside adds or subtracts. It will sound very weird. And not only that, half of the percentage of the Muslims, let me not to exaggerate, but let us say nothing less than 1/10 of the Muslim Ummah are Huffaz al-Quran. Huffaz al-Quran. Where are you going to come now and do some changes in the Quran? So they will read something and you will be having something else with you. That's not the Quran. They have learned the Quran. They have memorized the Quran. You see, there is many ways that the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sealed the Quran with, has protected his words with, subhanahu wa ta'ala amma yasifun, subhanahu wa ta'ala amma yushrikun. So there is no ways for you that you can do any changes on the book of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No ways. You cannot do any changes. It will be rejected. It will be identified and it will be thrown out. It will be thrown out, respected listener. So, when you read the Quran and you study the Quran, not necessarily the whole Quran, even if you study one surah, or two surahs, or three surahs, those three surahs will stay with you forever. The knowledge of those three surahs will actually impact on you, and you will start understanding the Quran. After that, he was repeating the Quran only without understanding it. In the Quran, respected listener, there is all the laws. The Quran is the book of the laws. There is no other laws that we can bring next to the Quran laws, because those Quran laws are coming from the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator only. To whom? For whom? For the creation. Don't listen to anybody saying, "No, I heard someone say so and so, and I'm following that." What about the Quran? If it contradicts the Quran, then it is rejected. If it contradicts the Quran, you compare it. You compare it. Yourself compare it. Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say so? Did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say so? No. Then you do not accept it. Then you reject it. Then you throw it out. Then you don't believe in it. Then you don't practice it. Because there is great danger surrounding those acts that some groups came up with it. All fake. All lies. And they attach it to our deen, Islam, which is the purest of the purest. It cannot carry any contradiction, any harm, respected listener, any harm from whichever perspective that you consider. It cannot harm you. Everything in the Quran is for your favor. Subhanallah. For your favor. Subhanallah. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came and explained few matters, it was always for our favor. It wasn't against us at all. At all. So, it is very important, respected listener, to keep yourself attached to the Quran. To keep yourself attached to the Quran. There is translated Quran, respected listener. There is many, many translations of the Quran, respected listener. Choose the one that you like. Choose the one that corresponds with your belief. And implement it in your life. Implement it in your life. The best thing, the best group who will be entering Jannah, insha'Allah, Rabbil Alameen, amongst the many other groups who will go into the fire of Jahannam. Fire of Jahannam for what, respected listener? Because of their misconceptions. Yes, because of their practical actions that they have divided the Ummah with. And they have created groups unnecessarily. Instead of us being under one umbrella, then they came and they divided us. They divided us. They polluted some ignorant people's minds. Ignorant. Jahil. Why jahil? Because they have followed them. They have followed them. They left the right way and they went the wrong way. Why? Because they were ignorant. Not because they wanted to change. No. But they were ignorant. They did not understand. They thought that those people coming to them, telling them about certain matters, is right. Because those people, did they use an evil ideology? Subhanallah. Wallahi, I don't know what to say really. But from time to time we go onto the internet and go the other side. Listen to those people who has taken themselves out of the group, out of the jama'ah, out of the sunnah, and they made their own belief. Wallahi, you don't understand. They are like the people who worship cows. Yani, how I look upon those ones who worship cows and worship monkeys and worship rats and worship animals, like the people who worship fire and people who worship idols and worship planets. I say, what is this? Ya Allah, how their minds can work? What methodology that they follow for a person, for a human to sit next to a cow and wait for its urine to pour on him? I don't understand this. Really. I don't know. But see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala humiliates them. Humiliates those one who will deny the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and go and maintain a creation saying that this is the way. This is the path. This is the God. حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. Now besides that, there are of those ones who claim that they are Muslims, some people who do similar actions, like those people who worship cows and monkeys and rats. and snakes and fire and planets and whatever it is. You name it, they worship it. Subhanallah. I heard of some people, respected listener, I heard of some people who worship the private part of women, saying that life comes from there. Ya subhanallah, life comes from there. But who inserted life for it to come out of there? Now they don't think of that. They think only of that portion or that part where life comes out of. Subhanallah. And in the womb, there was no life. They were dead. Only when they come out from this part of the woman's body, then there is life. What kind of ridiculous ideology is this? The same thing falls on those groups who has taken themselves out of the jama'ah, out of the sunnah, and sometimes it goes out of the fold of Islam too, respected listener. Watch out, this is a very, very thorny and path. Yes. My advice to you, respected listener, and my reminder to you is that watch out. Don't be ignorant. Educate yourself and your children. Educate yourself and your children using the Quran, respected listener, using the Quran. The Quran is our source of knowledge. The Quran is our light to the path al-mustaqim, the straight path, to the way of getting the pleasure of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, respected listener. Don't just listen with a group of people and listen to them and say, and listen to some claims from there. Yes, I did so and so and it was a miracle. I did so and so and so and my husband was healed. I did so and so and so. And all what they do has nothing to do with the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if it was related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I would have told you, go for it. Go for it. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Indeed, with connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then peace comes to your heart. Shifa comes to your health. Ease comes to your mind. But they don't go that direction. They go the shaitan direction. And the shaitan, in order to bluff them, then they see some strange things happen. Yes, respected listener, it's a great test. We are not passing by an easy path. No. We are going into a very hard direction. The way to Jannah is not easy. Is not easy, as some people say. No, the way to Jannah is very thorny and very hurtful sometimes. And this is the sacrifice that you're going to do in order to reach your destination safely. Yes, respected listener. Didn't Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there will be time when the mu'min, the believer, who is going to be holding upon his iman, will be as if he is holding upon a lit charcoal in his hand. So painful, so painful, so hurtful. Not easy. But in order for you to pass, you don't need only the power of sacrifice. No. You need to educate yourself as well. You need to educate yourself. You need to educate your family. Otherwise, you will be acting like those fools who they go out and hit themselves and injure themselves and harm themselves and cry. For what? I don't know. For their own guilt? I don't know. Respected listener, I have warned you. اللهم ألا هل بلغت اللهم فاشهد. Oh Allah, I have informed them. Oh Allah, you stand there as a witness. From myself, Zakaria Samir, I would say at the end of the program, Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik, Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, Astaghfiruka wa atubu alayk. Going now for the 3 o'clock news. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.